Authorities are determining whether two men in custody are responsible for shooting 13 people in the Washington area over the past few weeks. Three victims survived. One of them is a 37-year-old man who was rushed to a hospital Saturday night, minutes after being shot. The Richmond, Virginia hospital is one of a couple hundred level one trauma centers across the country, units with specially trained staff waiting 24 hours a day for victims of gunshots, car crashes, and other traumas. NPR's Joseph Shapiro visited the trauma center and has this report on what it takes to save a life.
The relative quiet here can be deceiving. This is the emergency room at the Medical College of Virginia Hospitals at Virginia Commonwealth University. Right now, the trauma beds are empty. The refrigerator stocked with blood is padlocked. But the calm here can be shattered in a heartbeat, as it was on Saturday night.
We had a man and his wife who were dining at the Ponderosa restaurant, and as they were leaving after eating their meal, his wife heard what she thought was a backfire of an automobile. And about that time, her husband declared that he had been shot and went to his knees.
The ambulance arrived in less than 20 minutes.
Well, he came in through this entrance here via ambulance from Ashland and came through these doors and then went directly to the trauma room. And at that time, he was considered a Delta Trauma Team Alert, which is our highest level.
The victim had been shot in the stomach. The entry wound was small, just the size of a pencil eraser. The chief trauma surgeon, Rao Ivatori, was on duty in another part of the hospital. He rushed to the ER.
When we get there, we saw this patient who is actually talking to us. He actually looked like casual. He talked very nicely, even though he was kind of feeble voice. He said he's fine. He's complaining some abdominal pain.
But Ivatori saw that the man was cold and sweaty. He was on the edge of going into shock. And that was a sign of internal bleeding. The trauma team rushed the man upstairs to the operating room. When Ivatori opened up the man's abdomen, he saw what he had most feared.
The stomach almost looked like it was ripped apart by something that exploded inside the abdomen.
The bullet had exploded, and it had torn through the man's pancreas, spleen, stomach, and kidney. There was massive internal bleeding. He would lose nearly 80% of his blood.
In this case, it's almost like a very high-velocity, explosive kind of bullet. So this destruction was much more massive, such as happens in war.
In fact, the type of care that saved the sniper victim was first developed on battlefields, in places like Korea and Vietnam. Ivatori got his training in another kind of war zone. A native of India, he arrived in the United States and went to work at Lincoln Hospital in the South Bronx.
In the 80s, as you know, South Bronx in New York was probably the worst place to be in the entire nation. It was a battlefield, right? We used to call it Fort Apache, the Bronx.
At that time, it was common to treat 5, even 10 gunshot victims a night. But if a skilled trauma surgeon made the right choices quickly, sometimes even the patients closest to death survived. Ivatori is a slender man with a quiet, understated manner. But in the operating room, he's intense.
As soon as I hear the patient is a gunshot wound, I already have my, adrenaline pumping in me. I'm always thinking, okay, what is the worst thing that can happen? How am I going to handle this? So you're always one step ahead thinking about it. And I can tell you, after 20 years, I still feel the excitement when I'm taking these patients to the operating room. It is an exciting job.
In places like the South Bronx, surgeons were learning things. Things that would later help save the sniper victim. Things that doctors do today to save victims of other traumas like car crashes. Ivatori and others perfected the idea of damage control. That's doing surgery in stages rather than in one long heroic procedure.
This damage control concept is that you just do the minimum you can. Control the bleeding, that's your top priority. Control contamination, that's your next priority. And once you do that, then you reassess the situation.
AJ Malhotra is another surgeon on Ivatori's team in Richmond. He says the idea of doing operations in stages makes sense because of another recent improvement in trauma care. The emergency medical system got better. Malhotra says paramedics were saving more victims in the field.
Sicker and sicker patients were brought to the hospital who were barely alive. These patients cannot stand prolonged surgery where you fix everything. If you fix everything, you have a repaired but dead patient.
Ivatori's stop and start method cut down on the number of patients who went into organ failure after long surgeries and died on the operating table. That method is now the standard for internal trauma. Ivatori wrote the basic textbook for medical students, And that's how he proceeded Saturday night. Ivatore and his team removed the wounded man's spleen, then half his pancreas and two-thirds of his stomach. Under the bright lights of the operating room, the trauma team worked in a kind of choreographed chaos. Ivatore says everyone knew his or her part.
This was a relatively chaotic night, yes. We're moving fast in all different directions. Anesthesia is calling for blood. I'm calling for instruments. The nurses are running around trying to get all kinds of equipment.
After 3 hours, the patient was growing cold, putting him more at risk. The trauma team stopped for the night, leaving the abdomen open, protected only by a bandage. The bullet was still inside. The man was wheeled to the intensive care unit, where his condition stabilized. Malhotra says the ICU is another important part of the trauma system.
That is the primary role of the ICU, where it can support failing organs till they recover. Unless that support is available, no matter how good job you do in the operating room, the patient will not survive.
Nurses and doctors in the ICU watch closely for any sign of sudden change in the sniper victim. Less than 24 hours later, Ivatore had the man back in surgery.
Then we hooked up the stomach to the intestines, and then we went after the bullet.
It was lodged in the chest wall. Ivatore retrieved it. He held up the flattened fragment for the others in the operating room to see. Then he dropped it into a glass jar. Downstairs, police had been waiting from the moment the man arrived in the ER for the bullet fragment. They rushed it to a laboratory. It was the evidence that would prove that this shooting, too, was the work of the sniper. There was a third surgery on Wednesday, and Ivatore says his patient faces one or two more. But the man's long-term prognosis is good. It helps that he was young and healthy, a big man about 6 feet tall and 200 pounds. Ivatore says his life should resume pretty much as it was before.
That is our goal. We just don't bring them back to life. We try to restore them to their previous life.
And Malhotra says that's important because many of the people rushed into his operating room are young.
Trauma is the leading cause of death in the under 40 years old. So you save lives, you save productive lives.
His colleague, Raul Ivatore, sees a lesson in all this. He says the public often has little sympathy for many of those who get expensive, life-saving care in trauma units. They're dismissed as gunslinging drug dealers or drunk drivers. But Ivatore says the sniper shootings remind us that anyone at any time may need the skills of the specially trained members of a trauma team. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Richmond.